In Your Face Wrestling's Defy the Odds is in the record books, and we've got all your Fallout information right here. Hi, everyone. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here with the interface at iowawrestling.com. The big, huge news story coming out of Defy the Odds, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship is now vacant because of Guillaume Desaad's constant flagrant disregard of any type of structure or rules. He tried to get himself intentionally disqualified against Drake Evans just to keep the championship. Well, I gotta give credit where credit is due, and referee Adam Brunton would not simply roll over and disqualify Desaad, even though he tried some of the most blatant, underhanded tactics you can imagine. Brunton wanted to see a decisive win in that match, and it wasn't until Desaad brought the title belt into the ring and knocked Evans out with it that the referee had no choice but to actually disqualify him. Desaad was very happy about this until the new management representative, Mr. Harold Touchelet, showed up and stripped Desaad of the championship. Desaad was so irate at this announcement, he destroyed the IYFW championship belt. As we understand, a new belt is being made and we'll have it ready very soon. But now the question is, what's going to happen with the IYFW championship? We have no champion. And what's going to happen at the Coronation Cup tournament on June 25th in Boston Spa? Let's talk about some other things that took place on April 30th. You want to talk about someone defying the odds? Shiloh Robinson sampled his first taste of victory in IYFW when he defeated the IYFW New Breed Champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, in a non-title match. And this was Shiloh Robinson's first ever win in his professional wrestling career, and what a win it was. And officials have already signed a rematch to take place on June 25th between Shiloh and the Pillar, but this time the New Breed title will be on the line. One person who's not happy about that news, of course, is the champion Roman Dominguez. He says that that victory for Shiloh Robinson was a complete fluke, but IYW officials feel differently and have given Shiloh this chance at the title on June 25th in Boston Spa. Also back on April 30th, the spectacular Adam Badger revealed his mystery tag team partner to be Michael Monroe. Megastar Michael Monroe. Michael Monroe had not been seen in IYFW quite some time, and this man was once one of the top fan favorites in Your Face Wrestling. He even went on to become the 2010 Coronation Cup winner. But now, he and Badger are a team, and they are focused on taking out Jamar Magic Justice and Loverboy Ricky Williams, The Uprising. And on April 30th, Badger was able to pin Jamar with the feet on the ropes, I might add, to gain victory that night. I think Badger and Monroe feel that this has ended the business they have with Jamar and Loverboy, but I think we're just getting started. And speaking of just getting started, are we starting to see the tension between Pierre the Beast Vachon and Vigo reach a boiling point? These two men have already been told that they will never wrestle each other in IYFW. Management has made that perfectly clear, but they definitely seemed dead set on interfering in each other's matches back at Defy the Odds. Maybe officials will break, maybe they won't. We ask you fans out there, email us here at iywrestling.com. Tell us you want to see Vigo versus Vachon, and maybe, just maybe, management will listen this time and give you that match. Coming soon here to the interface, we're going to be talking more about the Coronation Cup tournament, its history, what the winners have gone on to do in IYFW, and who potentially could be seeing a spot in the tournament this year. Also, are the International Ego Trips egos getting the best of them? Are these two men no longer able to coexist as the tag team champions in IYFW? We definitely saw some problems on April 30th. Will they work them out? We'll have to wait and see to find out. Once again, we thank all the great fans of Boston Spa, New York, for coming out and seeing IYFW pro wrestling action with Defy the Odds. Keep watching the merchandise section here at iywrestling.com to see when that will be available on home DVD release. For iywrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRocque.